KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
ANC Secretary General Fikile Mbalula has announced disciplinary action will be taken against veteran ANC members Tony Yengeni and Obed Baphela for conduct deemed damaging to the party's reputation. Yengeni faces charges for criticizing the ANC leadership on social media and supporting the Jacob Zuma-led MK party. Baphela is under fire for an unauthorized trip to Morocco, conflicting with the ANC's stance on Western Sahara. Mbalula warned that members engaging in disruptive behavior will face the consequences.
Tony Yengeni is nothing else but a political casanova, and he is spewing vagrant political views, views that are embraced by a few malcontents who are opposed to the ANC. He will be charged. I have informed him through an SMS. I called him.
The sister of a murdered Durban woman, Ayabonga Mjilo, says the family are battling to come to terms with her death. The 21-year-old's manager, Mfanafuti Kunene, made his first appearance in the Durban Magistrates Court today. The 37-year-old is accused of kidnapping and killing Mjilo before burying her body in the yard of his Inanda home. Newswatch's Tinukudle Malinga was at court today.
Njilo's sister, Nontobeko, says they've been left shocked and hurt by the murder. She praised the Greenwood Park police for uncovering the identity of the man who was last seen leaving with Njilo at a Umhlanga restaurant on Christmas Day.
From the day I reported a missing persons case, they hunted for Ayabonga day and night. They did not give up on the case, searching for her everywhere. Although we found her dead, I am thankful for their help.
Kunene remains in custody and will return in court on the 26th of February. Nkosi Malinga, East Coast Radio News Watch.
And disaster management says there so far have been no major incidents reported amidst a triple weather warning in KZN. The entire coastline has been placed on a level 8 warning for disruptive rainfall. The southwestern region is on a level 4 notice, while the majority of the province remains on a level 6. KZN COCTA spokesperson Senzo Mzila earlier gave the drive team an update.
We are experiencing inclement weather conditions, significant heavy rains across large parts of our province. It's been raining the whole day. There have been a number of disruptions, a number of road teams are on the ground at KZN COCTA, and they are monitoring the situation.
To the northwest, about 35 patients have been evacuated from the General Delarey Hospital due to flooding. Patients had to be moved to neighboring facilities after the hospital began flooding due to heavy rains late last night. And abroad, around a dozen miners have been trapped inside a coal mine in Assam in India after water flooded the shaft. Locals say 27 workers entered the mine today, with many managing to escape. State officials have called in support from government rescue teams and the army. Durban, a high of 25, Richards Bay 26, Pietermaritzburg 24. For the Newswatch team, I'm Nushera Sudhial.